My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Phelpsian theory at its best.
I think it worked, don't you?
I do. I think it worked.
I think that worked. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. A couple more thoughts on the stadium before we talk a little football here.
Yeah.
Roger sends me an email. Roger's from Northwest Ohio, and he's a diehard Cleveland sports fan. Mm-hmm. He said, stadium's a no-brainer. He said, we stayed by the Dallas Stadium in Arlington this May, went to baseball games. What's the big deal if that's not downtown? And then he said back in the 90s, they'd come to Northeast Ohio, bring their boys into town, watch baseball games, stay in Independence at the hotels there, go and do stuff on Brook Park Road, go to the mall in Parmatown, and they called it a Cleveland trip.
Hmm.
And he said maybe being from Northwest Ohio, they view it differently. See, I don't know. I grew up in Summit County. Andy, to my family, most anything north of Summit County, if it was Cuyahoga County, we kind of called it Cleveland. And I've maybe because of where I grew up, I've always looked at things more regionally.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I love the city of Cleveland. It's where I've wanted to work my entire life, and I have. It's mm-hmm. I've been really fortunate. But I've always viewed it from a regional standpoint. Like Blossom Music Center is in what was Northampton Township, where I actually grew up.
Right.
And now in Cuyahoga Falls. That's a regional asset, isn't it?
Of course it is. The whole park is.
Right. The national park.
Yeah.
That's an asset for the city of Cleveland.
Sure.
But it's not in the city of Cleveland. So I've looked at it more regionally.
You know, you could laugh if the trail ends up Steel Yard Commons, and it is part of Cleveland.
Part, but yeah, not, I mean, most. But you know what I mean. And Blossom Center, Blossom Music Center is the home
of the Cleveland Orchestra.
The Cleveland Orchestra.
What?
Which is a regional treasure.
Wait a second. How could Kent State be there too? Doesn't Kent still have the Portage Theater over there?
Yes, they do.
I don't understand. How could Kent in the city? It's all just semantics.
And I've always thought, is it because I'm not from Cleveland that I look at it this way, and that I don't understand the it must be in Cleveland aspect, because so much of the great stuff in our area is not in Cleveland. It's all over, and so much of the great stuff is in Cleveland. But I always thought I was able to take advantage of it as a guy who grew up in Summit County.
Yeah, I think that's why even when LeBron would say just a kid from Akron, or just kind of, or at one point when he was younger, he had said that Akron's just so much different than Cleveland. It's just,
well, it kind of is. It's a very different place to live. Having grown up there, I would agree with him on that.
Aren't the basics of both cities, though, the essence of both cities, hardworking people that were founded in factories? That, you know, whether it was tires for the cars or building the cars themselves at the Ford plant that we're talking about now.
It's all been a long time ago, though.
I understand it's been a long time, but the the essence of both cities is still the same. And we're a
essence
region.
Of most cities.
And go back to what you said. It's a region.
Exactly.
It's a region.
And that's why I think this facility, if it comes to pass, would be great for our region and do nothing but enhance the quality of life, I think, for all folks in Northeast
and
Ohio.
And if you're in a top 10 city, a 45-minute drive is within the city, right?
Yeah.
How many miles is it from Cleveland to Akron?
About 25.
Okay. So you can hit the freeway at the right time. You're good to go.
And the right time.
And by the way, we are unbelievably blessed not to have traffic issues that the major, major cities have.
Especially since COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dwayne's in Parma.
Hey, Dwayne.
Which is part of our region, isn't it, Dwayne?
Yes, it
is. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, Dwayne. Thank
you. We're good. It's just an interesting conversation we've been having for 13 years that is now seeming to come to a head.
Yeah, I got no power either, but hopefully Saturday I'm hoping we get it back.
All right. Well, good luck to you. All right, it sounds to me like ice is tough to get right now. I was reading a couple stories about that.
Actually, I found a generator on Facebook Marketplace yesterday, and it's working great.
Good for you.
Hey, the reason I was calling is, you know, they want to build this stadium in Brook Park right next to the airport. Isn't it going to be a little loud?
With the airport or the
or game day crowds?
The airport. Yeah. I mean, if they're going to build like, you know, stores and all that, it's going to be so loud. The planes coming in and out all the time. Has anybody brought that up?
Well, aren't they going to have a roof over this thing?
And it doesn't seem to bother events at the IX Center.
It also doesn't seem to bother events in the, like, Newark area when you talk about like the U.S. Open. And I mean, that airport's like a million times busier than ours. So I'm just trying to think of other venues that are right next to airports. And, you know, like the that U.S. Open tennis, I mean, you see planes flying all over all the time, but you don't ever think about the noise issue. It's a good thought. I understand what you're saying. I just don't I don't think it's an issue.
Have you guys seen the design from that one architect where he wanted to like fill in part of like inside the break wall and build the stadium out there? What is wrong with that?
Well, you're closed in on one side. I don't know. I can't say that I've seen it. Have you seen that, Jeff? I
no.
So I am.
I'm sorry. Stadiums on lakes don't work. It's. I would think your maintenance costs just not having.
They do it in Dubai.
Do it in Dubai.
Okay.
Let's move there, Dwayne. Keep in mind, sitting next to the lake is not exactly ideal for maintaining facilities either. Even though it's not salt water, it's still is tough.
It's easier to get into a stadium from four directions than three, right? Unless you're taking the boat in.
Plus, now you don't have to pay for flyovers.
There you go.
No, that's true.
Anthony's in Cleveland. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. I just got a different view. I'm a traditionalist. You know, I feel it's not that the stadium is going out to Brook Park. That's fine. I just don't. Me personally, I like the weather aspect component to a football game. I think it's just more traditional, and it adds a certain something to the game. So, and that's just how, you know, I like it. Apparently most people don't. So, and
did you go
that.
To the Saints game? I'm throwing this out there. I'm trying to be argumentative. Did you go to that Saints game when it was 6 degrees?
No. So I don't go to a lot of games to begin with, whether it's good weather or bad,
okay.
But no, I would not sit out there in that weather, but I do admire watching them play in that weather. You get what I'm saying?
So you don't want any part of it, but you're okay with your team doing it and other folks doing it.
Sure. Why not? Because there's a lot of people who will go out there and watch the game. So
that
6 degree
weather wasn't exactly conducive to having fans in the stadium.
Anthony, would you go to a December game in a nice climate controlled environment?
I mean, again, I like the outdoors. So.
Well, not that much because you're not going.
If it was a away game, if I was going to somebody else's stadium, then sure. But for my team, I'm just and how I was raised about football, and if I could just be harsh, even I don't even feel like the franchise deserves that kind of stadium. To be honest, like it's just been so bad for so
forget
long.
Forget about the franchise for a second.
No, they don't even need a new stadium. They haven't earned
that.
It.
Well.
And I'm a diehard Browns fan saying this.
The one thing, Anthony, and tell me if you agree or disagree. I thought when the Haslams took over, they were so impatient with some of their, you know, hirings with coaches and general managers that was tough, and it took them a while to find their footing. All they've done is write checks and do things in a first-class manner when it comes to owning this football team.
Sure, they have, and they want the best of everything, and I get that. But I'm like, come on, that's just me being tough on the Browns for all the hurt they've given me over the years.
So if they would have come to you in 94 before they moved to Baltimore and asked for the stadium, you would have been cool with it? Because they will have earned it at that point? Because the team was successful and they were winning, with the exception of a few bumps there in the 70s.
No Super Bowls then either.
Yeah. I mean, I would have still preferred. So this is how much of a traditionalist I am. I wanted them to rehab Old Municipal Stadium somehow and keep that stadium. There was.
Were
I
you
was
going to that one, Anthony?
Yeah, did you go
or
there?
Or are you just like watching the venue on TV?
I was going to the games.
Okay.
I was going to the games. But listen, here's this one important thing, and I'll leave this alone. I was watching an old Browns game, and Collinsworth was one of the guys
announcers.
Talking. Yeah, announcers. And it was the Steelers game, Metcalf, two punt returns.
Mm-hmm.
He said the magic in that stadium. The Browns stadium hasn't had any magic in that stadium since they come back. So
since they
the new stadium.
Grabbed the plans and threw a stadium on the lakefront. Exactly right. I agree with you. This stadium has no nostalgia to me. It doesn't. Zero. Zilch. It doesn't.
Well, most stadiums don't, Andy.
Well, he's right about the old stadium. Like the old stadium.
Well, it's because we all grew up with it.
Yeah, and they had some success there. Even the Indians who didn't have success. Like, you kind of felt like, in my lifetime.
The Browns haven't had any real success in your lifetime.
They were successful. What do you mean?
I said real success.
I understand wanting to win Super Bowls, but AFC championships were okay with me.
Well, we don't have one of those.
When's the last time we were there? That's still success.
I mean,
bar of success?
Two of the oldest stadiums in the country are for the Red Sox and the Cubs.
Michael's in Cleveland. Michael.
Michael.
Hey, gentlemen. I went to Indianapolis last year for the game, and it was one of the best experiences at any stadium that I've been to.
You liked it?
I loved it. It's beautiful. You don't understand.
Hey, we get you, Michael, but that phone line's a little bad, too.
Your phone line's really bad, Michael.
But I'm trying to get
the
gist.
We'll talk about this later on.
Yeah, I think the gist of it is he was saying that he enjoyed his experience in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Michael.
Michael, that's rough. If you get a better phone line, call back. We'd love to talk to you about that. Andrew Brandt dealt with an outdoor stadium, Lambeau Field. Talk about history. We're going to get Andrew's thoughts on a stadium, on our team, Browns Packers coming up. He's the former front office guy with the Packers. Andrew's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's currently the executive director at the Morad Center at Villanova. You want to learn about sports and sports business? Do that at Villanova. His Sunday 7 newsletter, a must-read. He's a former vice president with the Packers. He's a former agent. If it's business and sports, Andrew Brandt is the guy. Hello, Andrew. Good to have you here.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you again.
We appreciate your time very much, especially after yesterday, the release of a video by the Browns that kind of shows the city of Cleveland and then whisks them out to Brook Park in their new indoor stadium with a great big development, Andrew. And I loved what you commented on. Translation, with $1.2 billion of your public funds, we can do this. Is that just the way this is going to have to be if it comes about, or is there another way to get this thing done?
Yeah, I've been reading the reports that they want a 50-50 partnership, and this is sort of where we are with sports owners and communities. I think the Bears are asking for the exact same thing. So they have been sort of stifled by their governor, J.B. Pritzker, who's saying that's a non-starter, and we'll see where that goes in Chicago. But as for Cleveland, I mean, you guys know more than I do. It sounds like the city is trying to keep them, but a dome won't work for different reasons, I think FAA reasons and others. And the Browns are intent on a dome because what you want in football, and this was what I learned in renovating Lambeau Field many years ago, you can't have a building that just works for like 20 dates a year. You have to have concerts. You have to have other events. You have to throw off revenue beyond football games. And that's what everyone knows now, that the economics of sport demand it. So they need a dome stadium. They want it where they're going to get funding. And we may be talking about funding at that level. That's kind of the top level right now. You know, we went from the Raiders getting $700 million from Nevada, the Buffalo Bills getting $850 million from the state of New York and Erie County, to the Titans getting about $1.2 billion from the city of Nashville, and that seems to be the going rate to try to get the top rate of what the Titans got.
Andrew, how difficult was it when you were redoing Lambeau? Because I was up there, I think, right after it got done. The Browns had a preseason game there, and I was like, yep. It was amazing to me how you were still able to capture the feeling of Lambeau, but have some new entities. It did take me a Disneyland park map to figure out how to get from the locker rooms to the field. But other than that, how difficult was that to be able to to take Lambeau, keep it as Lambeau, and still do the additions that you guys needed to do?
Yeah, that was always the goal, to keep the legacy, the history, the tradition. You know, the Packers, like the Browns, are one of the original franchises, one of that legacy teams that you have to restore and keep that. But as you said, we had to, obviously we added the atrium. We added a pro shop in the building, which is 10 times the size of the pro shop that was there before. It's hard to believe, but when I got to the Packers in 1999, we were basically working out of an annex, and our stadium had no upper bowl. It was the stadium from the Ice Bowl that, I don't even know the number, maybe 30,000 people, 45,000. I mean, it was just like, this is an NFL franchise. And now we look back and say there was no way, and there's no way a stadium can exist today without all these amenities. Listen, the public part, that's politics, right?
Yeah.
The one thing I always say is that if a municipality wants to stand up to owners, they have a good argument. Like, what are you going to do? Like, it used to be L.A. was the stalking horse, and now L.A. has two teams, and Vegas. Vegas has a team. Like, where are they going to go? Are they going to go to Austin, Texas? Are they going to Toronto? Are they going to St. Louis? I mean, I think there's not much leverage in that play anymore, I don't think.
So if you're a government here in Ohio, either the city of Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, the state of Ohio, is this something that you think is a good investment for yeah. you, Andrew, to pony up and be part of this? Or are you willing to roll the dice and let the Haslams, you know, if you want to build this, go ahead and build it yourself. I don't see that as viable at all, because you tell me, would an owner pony up and pay for an entire facility in this day and age?
Well, it's happened with L.A. and Stan Kroenke, who, you know, L.A., California, that's not going to happen. But everywhere else it has seemed to happen. It really has. And as I mentioned, New York, Las Vegas, of course, and Titans, and there's going to be more. The Bears will get funding somewhere. That's a really tough question. And we, commentators like me, can be cynical about this, but at the end of the day, I understand governors and mayors and city councils that don't want a legacy of losing a team. I just think the odds of losing the team are infinitesimal. Like, who's moving? Like, no one's moving anymore. So, I mean, the A's in baseball, I guess. But it's just like, this isn't happening. So I guess my answer would be, hey, hire some really good negotiators and bring that price down on the public side, because certainly the Haslams have more money than the public funding does.
Andrew, I'd love to get your perspective on this. And when we talk about Deshaun Watson, we talk about the cost of having a quarterback these days in the yep. NFL. Wow. As you can kind of look at Deshaun Watson's deal now, that guaranteed money is still way up there, but he's dropped out of the top 10 as far as highest paid. Just as look at the ripple effect of what happened when Deshaun signed his deal here in Cleveland, and where are we now in your perspective on it?
Well, I still say he's got the strongest deal, because you know, what's happening out there is these numbers are being thrown around, $50 million, $55 million a year. Dak Prescott's going to get $60 million a year. The key is, to me, is always guaranteed, because teams are happy to do it, as opposed to the Deshaun Watson structure. In other words, teams are happy to throw a lot of money out there and be able to get out. When I negotiated contracts for the Packers, even with the big ones, I'm like, well, when can we get out? Like, if things go south, can we get out? And whether it's Burrow or whether it's Lawrence or whether it's any of these recent contracts, like we've just had with Love or Tua, they can get out, and it's basically 2 or 3 years. Maybe it's part of the third year. Maybe it's a little money in the fourth year. But Watson, you can't get out. Now, you can cut him, but you can't get out. So what tells me that Watson still has the strongest deal is that teams have balked against that structure. And yes, the number splashed out in the media is going to be higher than Watson's 46 a year. So I just wonder, if you put truth serum to these teams, would you rather give Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence or Jordan Love 46 a year fully guaranteed or 50 a year non-guaranteed? I think they'd choose the latter.
Andrew Brandt joining us, former front office executive with the Packers, his Sunday 7 newsletter and the Business of Sports podcast. Is there a tipping point when it comes to a contract? And I'm thinking of Russell Wilson in Denver here when it comes to Watson. Is there a tipping point where the Browns say, okay, this isn't working and we're better off taking the financial hit and moving on from this guy? If, say, Andrew, this year he doesn't play much or doesn't play well, or do you have to eat this thing and keep him for 5 years if it's not going well?
Well, let me again explain the difference between Wilson and Watson, because Wilson, they're taking a huge cap hit, obviously the biggest ever by far, $80 million over 2 years, the way they structured it. He'll be the highest cap number on the Broncos for 2 years after leaving there, which is extraordinary. But cap is not cash. Cap is accounting. And having managed a cap for 10 years, you can deal with cap. It's painful, but you can deal with it. What owners don't want to deal with is cash. So if they get out from under Watson and it's not working, yeah, there'll be the cap impacts like Russell Wilson, not to that extent, but they got to pay him. You know, that's the difference with his contract and every other contract in football. They got to pay him. He can be playing somewhere else, they got to pay him. He can be, and this was the product, as everyone listening knows, of leverage when the Texans put him up for auction 3 years ago. So that's where we are.
Talking with Andrew Brandt. Make sure you check out his Instagram reels at Andrew Brandt, and then you can also read him at Sports Illustrated as well. The reality of an 18-game season, it just seems like it's inevitable at this point. How soon do you think we'll see that? And then, you know, the other question is European expansion. You know, you talked about, I don't know if a city could say, if a team's going, all right, we're going to move to Europe, but just your thoughts on both of those.
Well, I hope the union bucks up for the players' sake. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what they got in return for the 17th game. You know, I don't know. It's like there's still franchise tag. There's still commissioner power. There's still a revenue split that's not favorable to the players. It's not 50-50 at all. So I just hope 18 games is not railroaded through like it seems like 17 game one. And the way Roger Goodell talked about it almost nonchalantly just struck me. Like, does he anticipate resistance from the players, or does he not care about resistance from the players? And I know some players have said that's not going to work for us. Well, we'll see in negotiations. But, you know, and then you're probably asking me, well, what would they get in return? Maybe no franchise tag. Would the owners do that? No. Will they get a 50-50 split? Will the owners do that? No. So are they going to get something tangible giving up the 18th game, and how hard will they fight against it? The other thing is, you know, I was general manager of the Barcelona Dragons when they started this first iteration of European expansion, and it just seemed like we never got traction in the World League, the NFL Europe, because there was just not a not a base. And all these games, one-off games, are selling out, right, in Munich and in Frankfurt and, of course, London and Brazil. But I don't know if that's sustained. I really don't. You know, I don't think that's a mover now with the NFL. I think it is with the NBA. But in terms of a sustained interest in football, because I've been to these overseas games, still, there's some cheering at the wrong times. It's a novelty, you know, and I just don't know about sustained interest beyond the one-offs.
Andrew, great to have you with us. As always, you can follow Andrew on Twitter, at Andrew Brandt. It's Andrew, B-R-A-N-D-T. And we really appreciate your insight, your expertise when it comes to what might be going on here in Cleveland. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, guys. And people are asking about this newsletter. Go to mysunday7.com. You can get it every Sunday.
I'm in. I get it every Sunday.
Mysunday7.com.
Yep.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. He joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's really interesting, too, that Sunday read. It's worth it.
Well, you heard what he said about, you know, the where could you move? Do you run the risk of losing a team? You might be running out of cities for this. On the other hand, you don't want to possibly be the politicians who possibly lose a team. I mean, there are a lot of things going on here, and this will be, we'll be figuring all this out, you know, for weeks, months, maybe years to come when it comes to building a new stadium and everything else. So stay tuned. There's a lot more of that coming up. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. Coming up in the noon hour, maybe a special guest in studio. Daryl Ryder will join us at 1 o'clock. Our Browns beat reporter Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1:30. You'll hear it right here. Chris is in Chicago. Chris, final thought on the stadium situation.
Yeah, guys. I mean, it does look, the Brook Park thing looks nice and shiny. I just kind of worry about, like, it's, you know, taking a lot of this stuff, and you're only talking about 10, 11 football games, but then you're talking about all this other stuff that you're hoping to attract. And if it's like an island now in Brook Park with hotels and everything and the airport and all that stuff right there, I don't think it's going to help downtown much. I hate to say that. I mean, and
Chris, there won't be enough. Initially, there won't be enough hotels out there. You can't tell me those hotels aren't going to get filled downtown. 2 weeks ago, we had a massive card collecting convention that was at the IX Center.
Yeah.
And so, sure. I'm telling you, there's nowhere to stay out there right now. The Sheraton at the airport's gone. And as I was walking into work, everyone that was going to the National from downtown, I saw like probably 15, 20 people walking out of the hotel that's next to our building, all wearing credentials to get back out to the IX Center.
Yeah. Okay, well, but once those hotels get built then, I mean, that... And then I'm parked right now. I'm like right by McCormick Center, the huge trade show hall in Chicago.
Right. Yeah, I've been there before.
Cleveland's got a problem with it. Why is the IX? I mean, to me, like, why build a convention center in Cleveland when you have the IX Center? And then that doesn't help.
Well, wait a second. You don't want to hurt the IX Center because the IX Center's in Cleveland. It's in Cleveland.
But it's, yeah, and I know, but it should be.
How about,
I
mean, good stuff for the entire region, Chris?
I'm okay with that, but I think unfortunately, Cleveland's population, the areas, is not such to where they can maybe support multiple areas. We've seen that with the flats going downhill over the years, warehouses. It all just kind
Chris,
of shifts.
People for Browns games stay in Beachwood. They stay on Rockside. Not everyone stays downtown. It's not, you know as well as anybody else, it's a region. And Chris, by the way, they want to put an ice rink in the middle of this thing. That's it. That's all I need to tell you. I should have you sold on that at that point.
It is. I'm sold on that. I mean, it looks great. Don't get me wrong. And
I get it. I wish the land was there. And this is what we're hearing, is that there's not enough land for them to do it downtown.
Can I give you one more thought on this?
To do this project downtown.
Let me give you one more thought.
Yeah.
If you're, we've had issues over the years. Would you not agree with stuff happening in the city of Cleveland? Building projects, things like that. Gateways worked. I mean, that's worked beautifully.
Yep.
If you're an owner of a team and you have an option for 176 acres in Brook Park, doesn't that sound a little more feasible and easier to do than trying to get an entire city council and mayor and everything else on board? And you just said, you know, well, you know, the flats is slipping and everything else. You want to try and be the guy who gambles on renovating the whole thing?
Yeah. And you're at the crossroads of 71 and 480.
And Dan Gilbert's already doing a project with stuff at the river. You're going to try and compete with that one. Do you need two of those things, or do you need one? I don't know.
That's true. Hey, one last, real quick. Everybody's talking about, oh, now Taylor Swift will be there. Well, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh had that tour, and they don't have domes. So that's a story for another day. I think Cleveland is not like where it used to be. Maybe
yeah, that's not about domes, right, though. Chris. I mean, she plays outside all the time.
And I'm sorry, I'm not building a dome so I can get one person to show up.
Although, if it's worth $1 billion to your economy, and cuts off the bill? I'm just saying.
I don't know.
They say she's worth it. By the way, it's sad that they canceled her concerts.
That's a shame.
Overseas because of terrorism.
That's bad, actually. One last thought. Joe's in a car. Joe?
Yeah, guys. I think this dome stadium plan out in Brook Park is the best thing to happen to this area since the Gateway Project almost 40 years ago. it's wonderful. And the city, for so long, the city of Cleveland, has dithered along with so many things over the years. We've gone from the sixth largest city when I was a kid to the 54th, and it is indeed a metropolitan government. But the city has been dragging down the area for years, for decades, and it is what it is, and this is wonderful. You know, you're right, Phelps. This is a metro area, and I wrote a paper in high school many years ago about why Cleveland should have metropolitan government, and I saw the professor from high school a few years ago. He said I should have given you an A+ because I told him I got an A-. we're so far behind metro-wise. I mean, the population, we used to be the sixth largest city. Now we're the 53rd, and it's not a major city anymore. And it's just for many reasons. So it's great to see a capitalist come in here and do something that is not only sensical but magnificent.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. Right. I'd have given you an A+.
You're easy.
Yeah, I guess
the good part about it is you already have the red pen, so you're good to go. You're already one step ahead of everybody else.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Folks want to keep talking about this.
Yeah.
Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, man. Wish we had power, but what are you going
to
do?
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Stay safe.
Hang in.
Stay safe.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's kind of rough.
We went through it a couple years ago. We're lucky on this one.
Yeah, man, it's like it's something that I don't think we've seen. And I was talking to an old-timer today. I think the last time we had, like, an F1 tornado was, like, in the 1960s. Like, it's insane. Like, the damage to the city has been, you know, unimaginable. But anyways, I'm more fortunate than a lot of other people. So for those that are out there that, you know, don't have power, I mean, my heart goes out to them. And I don't. But anyways, just talking about the stadium thing, like, from a nostalgic perspective, like, hey, I moved to Cleveland in 95 when I was not a Browns fan then, and I could see the hearts of the people of this town breaking as the team was moving. So I can understand, you know, from a nostalgic perspective, what it means to have the Browns, you know, downtown in front of the lake. But it's just not economically feasible anymore. And this facility, I think, would bring about so much more in income and revenue for the entire region, like you guys were saying, not just for the city of Cleveland. So I'm excited about it. You know, I hope it happens. It looks like it's going to happen. But thanks for the time, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right, Nelson. Hang in there, by the way. All the folks out there without power, it's a tough situation. So hang in if you can. Dave's in Lakewood. Dave.
It's Reverend Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. There was a mention of this.
Hey, can you take us off speaker real quick, Reverend Dave?
You bet.
Thank you. Never argue with a man of God.
Hey.
Number one thing. Go ahead.
Appreciate it. Hey, Cleveland scooped up the IX Center. Why don't they just scoop up Brook Park?
I thought that at one point, too.
And in fact, you know, all this thing, you know, we've gone from being the sixth largest city to the, you know, 51st, where. How about we annex Brook Park, Parma, Old Brooklyn?
East Cleveland?
You mean like Houston has annexed everything around it?
With Louisville, too, I think.
Yeah. Houston is huge land-wise because they just scarfed up everything.
Columbus. City services all the way out to Licking County. Yep.
Yeah, but seriously, Brook Park, boom, just do it. You know, work it out and, you know... give all their city councilmen the big fat pensions and get it done.
Thank you, Reverend Dave.
Reverend Dave, great to hear from you.
I'm listening on my battery-powered portable.
Please stay safe.
No power.
We've been dark in Lakewood since Tuesday afternoon. Ugh.
Hang in, Dave.
Bye.
There's Reverend Dave. Dave sends me emails. He sends me good emails.
I get him, too.
Yeah, good guy. David's in Concord. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, David.
David, you with us?
No power in Concord, probably.
Must not be. Kelvin is in Chardon.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, one other thing. It's a no-brainer if you've been to Indianapolis, Ford Field in Detroit. The indoor experience, it just can't be compared. But in terms of moving it to Brook Park, no one's talked about we don't have a big stadium sitting on the lakefront anymore. When they talk about lakefront development, it'll open up acres and acres and acres. No more parking lots. We can really have a lakefront for the entire region to enjoy while we have a beautiful dome stadium in Brook Park. It's a win-win. Thanks.
Thank
Kelvin,
you.
Thank you very much. I think that's part of it. I really do. We'll see. Again, folks, this is we're in the infancy of this because we don't have a plan in place that, yes, this is going to happen. Maybe we'll have that soon enough. The date's coming up where the city wants an answer from the Haslams. That's next week. So we'll 12th. See. We'll see how it goes. Maybe a surprise guest in the noon hour. We also have a baseball team that has a losing streak of more than three games for the first time all year, folks. Where's your level of concern? You might be surprised at some folks. Next on Baskin and Phelps. Coming up in the noon hour, maybe a special guest in studio. Daryl Ryder will join us at 1 o'clock. Our Browns beat reporter Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1:30. You'll hear it right here. Chris is in Chicago. Chris, final thought on the stadium situation.
Yeah, guys. I mean, it does look, the Brook Park thing looks nice and shiny. I just kind of worry about, like, it's, you know, taking a lot of this stuff, and you're only talking about 10, 11 football games, but then you're talking about all this other stuff that you're hoping to attract. And if it's like an island now in Brook Park with hotels and everything and the airport and all that stuff right there, I don't think it's going to help downtown much. I hate to say that. I mean, and
Chris, there won't be enough. Initially, there won't be enough hotels out there. You can't tell me those hotels aren't going to get filled downtown. 2 weeks ago, we had a massive card collecting convention that was at the IX Center.
Yeah.
And so sure. I'm telling you, there's nowhere to stay out there right now. The Sheraton at the airport's gone. And as I was walking into work, everyone that was going to the National from downtown, I saw like probably 15, 20 people walking out of the hotel that's next to our building, all wearing credentials to get back out to the IX Center.
Yeah. Okay, well, but once those hotels get built then, I mean, that. And then I'm parked right now. I'm like right by McCormick Center, the huge trade show hall in Chicago.
Right. Yeah, I've been there before.
Cleveland's got a problem with it. Why is the IX? I mean, to me, like, why build a convention center in Cleveland when you have the IX Center? And then that doesn't help.
Well, wait a second. Either. You don't want to hurt the IX Center because the IX Center's in Cleveland. It's in Cleveland.
But it's, yeah, and I know, but it should be.
How about,
I mean,
good stuff for the entire region, Chris?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, but I think unfortunately, Cleveland's population, the areas, is not such to where they can maybe support multiple areas. We've seen that with the flats going downhill over the years, warehouses. It all just
Chris,
shifts.
People for Browns games stay in Beachwood. They stay on Rockside. Not everyone stays downtown. It's not, you know as well as anybody else, it's a region. And Chris, by the way, they want to put an ice rink in the middle of this thing. That's it. That's all I need to tell you. I should have you sold on that at that point.
It is. I'm sold on that. I mean, it looks great. Don't get me wrong. And
I wish the land was there. And this is what we're hearing, is that there's not enough land for them to do it downtown.
Can I give you one more thought on this?
To do this project downtown.
Let me give you one more thought.
Yeah.
If you're, we've had issues over the years. Would you not agree with stuff happening in the city of Cleveland, building projects, things like that? Gateways worked. I mean, that's worked beautifully.
Yep.
If you're an owner of a team and you have an option for 176 acres in Brook Park, doesn't that sound a little more feasible and easier to do than trying to get an entire city council and mayor and everything else on board? And you just said, you know, well, you know, the flats is slipping and everything else. You want to try and be the guy who gambles on renovating the whole thing?
Yeah. And no, you're at the crossroads of 71 and 480.
And Dan Gilbert's already doing a project with stuff at the river. You're going to try and compete with that one. Do you need two of those things, or do you need one? I don't know.
That's true. That's true. Hey, one last, real quick. Everybody's talking about, oh, now Taylor Swift will be there. Well, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh had that tour, and they don't have domes. So that's a story for another day. I think Cleveland is not like where it used to be. Maybe
that's not about domes, right, though. Chris. I mean, she plays outside all the time.
And I'm sorry, I'm not building a dome so I can get one person to show up.
Although, if it's worth $1 billion to your economy. And cuts off the bill? I'm just saying.
I don't know.
They say she's worth it. By the way, it's sad that they canceled her concerts.
That's a shame.
Overseas because of terrorism.
That is bad, actually. One last thought. Joe's in a car. Joe?
Yeah, guys, I think this stadium plan out in Brook Park is the best thing to happen to this area since the Gateway Project almost 40 years ago. It's wonderful. And the city, for so long, the city of Cleveland, has dithered along with so many things over the years. We've gone from the sixth largest city when I was a kid to the 54th, and it is indeed a metropolitan government. But the city has been dragging down the area for years, for decades, and it is what it is, and this is wonderful. You know, you're right, Phelps. This is a metro area, and I wrote a paper in high school many years ago about why Cleveland should have metropolitan government, and I saw the professor from high school a few years ago. He said, I should have given you an A-plus because I told him I got an A-minus. we're so far behind metro-wise. I mean, the population, we used to be the sixth largest city. Now we're the 53rd, and it's not a major city anymore, and it's just for many reasons. So it's great to see a capitalist come in here and do something that is not only sensical but magnificent.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. Right. I'd have given you an A+.
You're easy.
Yeah, I guess
the good part about it is you already have the red pen, so you're good to go. You're already one step ahead of everybody else.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, folks want to keep talking about this.
Yeah.
Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Hey, man, wish we had power, but what are you going to do?
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Stay safe.
Hang in.
Stay safe.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's kind of rough.
We went through it a couple years ago. We're lucky on this one.
Yeah, man, it's like it's something that I don't think we've seen. And I was talking to an old-timer today. I think the last time we had like an F1 tornado was like in the 1960s. Like it's insane. Like the damage to the city has been, you know, unimaginable. But anyways, I'm more fortunate than a lot of other people. So for those that are out there that, you know, don't have power, I mean, my heart goes out to them. And I don't. But anyways, just talking about the stadium thing, like, from a nostalgic perspective, like, I moved to Cleveland in 95 when I was not a Browns fan then, and I could see the hearts of the people of this town breaking as the team was moving. So I can understand, you know, from a nostalgic perspective, what it means to have the Browns, you know, downtown in front of the lake. But it's just not economically feasible anymore. And this facility, I think, would bring about so much more in income and revenue for the entire region, like you guys were saying, not just for the city of Cleveland. So I'm excited about it. You know, I hope it happens. It looks like it's going to happen. But thanks for the time, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right,
Nelson.
Nelson, hang in there, by the way. All the folks out there without power, it's a tough situation. So hang in if you can. Dave's in Lakewood. Dave.
It's Reverend Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. There was a mention of this.
Hey, can you take us off speaker real quick, Reverend Dave?
You bet.
Thank you. Never argue with the man of God.
Hey.
Number one thing. Go ahead.
Appreciate it. Hey, Cleveland scooped up the IX Center. Why don't they just scoop up Brook Park?
I thought that at one point, too.
I mean, about that. And in fact, you know, all this thing, you know, we've gone from being the sixth largest city to the, you know, 51st, where. How about we annex Brook Park, Parma, Old Brooklyn?
East Cleveland?
You mean like Houston has annexed everything around it?
With Louisville, too, I think.
Yeah. Houston is huge land-wise because they just scarfed up everything.
Columbus. City services all the way out to Licking County. Yep.
Yeah, but seriously, Brook Park, boom, just do it. You know, work it out and, you know, give all their city councilmen the big fat pensions and get it done.
Thank you, Reverend Dave.
Reverend Dave, great to hear from you.
I'm listening on my battery-powered portable.
Please stay safe.
No power.
Stay safe.
We've been dark in Lakewood since Tuesday afternoon. Ugh.
Hang in, Dave.
Bye.
There's Reverend Dave. Dave sends me emails. He sends me good emails.
Oh, I get him, too.
Yeah, good guy. David's in Concord. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, David.
David, you with us?
No power in Concord, probably.
Must not be. Kelvin is in Chardon.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, one other thing. It's a no-brainer if you've been to Indianapolis.
Ford Field in Detroit, the indoor experience, it just can't be compared. But in terms of moving it to Brook Park, no one's talked about, we don't have a big stadium sitting on the lakefront anymore. When they talk about lakefront development, it'll open up acres and acres and acres, no more parking lots. We can really have a lakefront for the entire region to enjoy while we have a beautiful dome stadium in Brook Park. It's a win-win. Thanks.
Thank
Kelvin,
you.
Kelvin, thank you very much. I think that's part of it. I really do. We'll see. Again, folks, we're in the infancy of this because we don't have a plan in place that, yes, this is going to happen. Maybe we'll have that soon enough. The date's coming up where the city wants an answer from the Haslams. That's next week. So we'll 12th. See. We'll see how it goes. Maybe a surprise guest in the noon hour. We also have a baseball team that has a losing streak of more than three games for the first time all year, folks. Where's your level of concern? You might be surprised at some folks. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.